As we prepare for our lesson from God's Word this morning, I invite you to pray with me our prayer for illumination. Let us pray. Eternal God, in the reading of the Scripture, may your Word be heard. In the meditations of our hearts, may your Word be known. And in the faithfulness of our lives, may your Word be shown. Amen. Our gospel lesson this morning comes to us from the gospel according to John in the 10th chapter, reading verses 11 through 18. And as we read this together, listen for what the word of God is saying to you in your lives, in your situation today, whatever it may be. Hear now the word of the Lord. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. The word of the Lord.
Thanks for your Father.
We're pretty far removed from shepherd language and shepherd stuff here in our part of Bergen and Passaic counties. Not a whole lot of us have a lot of experience herding sheep or being around sheep. Where I grew up in Iowa, there are a few sheep. There are a lot more cows, pigs, fields full of corn and soybeans. But sheep are smart animals, believe it or not. We don't usually think of sheep as being all that smart. In this day and age, sheep is kind of a derogatory term that you throw at someone who blindly follows after something. Early on in the pandemic, the wearing of masks was highly politicized, with accusations of those who wore masks simply being sheep. Not thinking for themselves, just blindly following what someone else has to say. And so to be associated as sheep, to think of ourselves as sheep, is not necessarily the best thing. It's not an exciting metaphor. And think about a shepherd as a leader. Again, not the most exciting kind of leader. We like our leaders to be strong and powerful. We like our leaders to wield a mighty sword to ride into battle for us. But the shepherd is the metaphor that God chose for the leaders of the people of Israel. Think about that. The greatest king in all of Israel was King David. And when Samuel came to anoint one of the sons of Jesse, he went through this whole long list of sons, but none of them was suitable. But the one that God was choosing was the youngest, and the one who was out herding the sheep, the shepherd of Israel. shepherd is the metaphor that God chooses for those who will lead his people. And so in the 23rd Psalm, when we hear, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He leads me beside quiet waters. He lays down with me in verdant meadows, and he restores my soul." This kind of peaceful, idyllic language is the idea that God, as the true leader of the people, is a shepherd. And with a rod and a staff, God guides God's people on this journey of life. From verdant meadows and quiet waters to the valley of deep darkness, into the presence of our enemies. And goodness and mercy are the only things that pursue us. Not danger, not evil, but the goodness and mercy of God are the things that pursue us all the days of our lives, and we dwell in the presence of God for the rest of our lives. That's the 23rd Psalm, and Jesus calls on that imagery to describe himself as the leader of God's people, as the one who calls the sheep by name. I heard an incredible story this week of a farmer owning sheep, taking them to a county fair. You know what a county fair is? Realizing that you might not know what that is. It's a place where farmers go to show off their prize animals. And while he is there at the fair, someone comes along and steals his sheep. But he thinks he knows who it is. And so a couple months later is a county fair for another county, and he goes suspecting that he is going to find his sheep. And when he shows up, he sees his sheep, he knows them, and even though they've been retagged and rebranded with someone else's identification, the sheep begin crying out for him because they know him, because they know his voice. Jesus says to his disciples and says to us, that when he speaks, we know his voice and we recognize him as the good shepherd who protects us and lays down his life for us when the wolves come, when danger pursues us, when we walk through the darkest valley, or as King James English says it, the valley of the shadow of death. Jesus also here in John 10 talks about the difference between the shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep and the hired hand who has no skin in the game except for what he's being paid. It says the difference between the shepherd and the hired hand is that at the first sign of danger, the hired hand turns tail and runs in the other direction. As I reflect on this with you all today, I think about the folks that we normally turn to in our world for guidance and direction. Whether they're our politicians or news media, perhaps celebrities of any kind, even celebrity pastors or things, famous authors that we might look to. How can we tell the difference between whether the folks that we are looking to for guidance are good shepherds versus simply hired hands. And how can we make sure to follow after those who are shepherds instead of those who will turn around and abandon us at the first sign of trouble? I think if you look beyond just the surface level of most of these leaders or most of these public figures, you'll find most of them look much more like hired hands, willing to do whatever it is to get your subscription dollars or your hits on social media or your vote come election day. But promises easily made are easily broken. And yet there is this allure from these folks, because they're so photogenic. They look so authentic. They speak so eloquently. How could it be that they're just in it for themselves? My hope for us as a church, when it comes to how we gather ourselves together and how we interact with our community, is that we would be a congregation of good shepherds to each other and not simply hired hands. Not only willing to help out when it's easy, but to risk something in service to someone else, following after the model of Jesus and who Jesus is to his people. But first and foremost, without thinking about our own part to play, I want us this morning just to hear that voice of Jesus and just be comforted by the fact that Jesus knows you and Jesus knows me and that Jesus is leading us, and not only us but others as well, in this sort of perplexing part of this, he says, I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. It's a reminder to us that the voice of Jesus extends beyond what happens in this room, or even within our own denominational entity or theology, perhaps, but that Jesus has these folds of sheep in other places. In the Catholic Church on the other side of town, in the non-denominational megachurch just down the highway, and in the small, quiet church that meets in someone's garage that's just getting started. And in all of these places, with all of these beliefs, perhaps, if we imagine this morning what it might mean for Jesus to speak in places where we wouldn't necessarily traditionally think of Jesus being present. Remember when I said last week that the risen Christ appears to every person, and sometimes it takes a witness to help to interpret what's happening? Perhaps the voice of Jesus calls in those situations. And again, it takes someone else to help to hear that call. Causes us, I think, to look at our fellow people in our neighborhoods, in our workplaces, a little bit differently. If we think of them as part of the same flock as us, under the guidance of the same shepherd as us, even if they wouldn't necessarily find themselves in that way or understand it in that way, I think we deal with people differently, don't we? If we hold out that these are people that God has chosen and whose voice God is speaking to, we treat them differently. Like they're one of us, so to speak. And ultimately, that's what Jesus is doing, right? John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life, abundant life. For God sent his son into the world not to judge the world but to save the world through him. My friends, this week I hope you will take the time to perhaps reread this passage from John, to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd, and to listen closely for the journey that the Shepherd is taking you on. Sometimes beside still waters and verdant meadows, sometimes in dangerous places, sometimes in the presence of enemies. But goodness and mercy will pursue you all of the days of your life, and you'll dwell in God's presence forever. Let's bow our heads together in prayer. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank you for being our good shepherd and for being one who calls us to follow. Continue to lead us and guide us on life's journey. Help us to hear your voice, to follow your lead. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Our affirmation of faith today is a responsive reading from Psalm 23. So let's stand together and affirm our faith. The Lord is my shepherd. He takes care of all my needs. The Lord watches over me. He takes care of all my needs. He gives me a home to live in. He gives me water to drink. He gives meaning to my life. He guides me along the right way. Even when I'm walking by myself in a strange place, I don't feel scared because I know that the Lord is with me to help me and give me courage.
The Lord is my shepherd.
He takes care of all my needs.
He gives me food to eat. I always have enough to drink. He has blessed me with many things. I will never be able to repay him for his kindness.
The Lord is my shepherd. He takes care of all my needs.